For everything geek pop culture, this is Comics Online, baby.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
It's called Pirate Radio.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker. If you are not a Jedi, you won't.
Do it! Do it!
Come on! Kill me! I'm here! Come on! Do it now! Kill me!
Magic accelerates in. Toadrex gorgeous! He scores! Alex Ovechkin!
Off the server. Half time. Throws to the back of the end zone, and it is off for a touchdown by Holmes!
Your coach will adapt.
Red alert! All hands to battle stations!
I swear to God!
Swear to me!
Autobots, transform and roll out!
It's called Pirate Radio.
So this is kind of an impromptu intro here, folks. Hi, guys! My name is Mike Lunsford. Welcome to our music show. I haven't decided what we're going to name it yet. We'll come up with something cool, because we always do. This is going to be kind of a different setup than we've done before. Sometimes it'll be just me. Sometimes it'll be me and EK. Sometimes it'll be me and Jess. Sometimes it'll be me and Steve. Really doesn't matter. We're all awesome. We're all totally into music. Sometimes we'll all combine together into like some super like Megazord type thing from Power Rangers. Either way, we're going to be talking awesome stuff. We're going to be talking awesome music, because that's one of the things that we all can agree on. We all just absolutely love music. And that's going to be kind of the running theme with this podcast that we're doing, is it's us talking about the different kind of music that we love. Now, this one, of course, because it's like the light of the sun is out for like, I don't know, like 6 minutes a day now, and everybody's getting seasonally affective depression. We want to talk about sad songs, so that's what we're starting off with right now. With me today, I've got Miss J Dilla. You guys have heard her before on Less Than Three, if you've listened to any of our Less Than Three podcasts. She's also been on the Pirate Radio podcast, but everybody welcome Miss J Dilla.
Hi.
So this is your song, you son of a bitch. it's playing right now, this depressing whiskey lullaby. We were talking about this the other day, and you were saying that it's like, what's the premise of the song again? Like the dude like drinks away his marriage, basically, and then like...
Yeah. I rewatched the music video, actually, and so what happens is he goes overseas to serve in the military, comes back, finds his wife cheating on him, so he drinks himself to death, and then she can't handle his death, so she drinks herself to death, and they get buried underneath the same tree at the end.
Like, what the fuck? Like, who does that anyways? Like, let's get buried under the same tree after our marriage dissolved because we like, drank ourselves to death. Like, it's...
Yeah. I think part of the song is, like, them trying to hold face in, like, the public eye. You know what I mean? Like, trying to be like, everything's okay. But, like, they see that they're alcoholics.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's a mess.
it's just, like, needlessly sad. It's sad for the sake of being sad.
And it's so unnecessary.
Yeah. It's just... And, like, that's... In that same vein, the next song... Because what we're going to do is Jess is going to pick a song. I'm going to pick a song. And then we're going to keep going from there. Like, her idea will inspire me to talk about a song and so on and so forth. And you'll kind of get where we're going with this. The song that I'm going to bring up is a song by the Bare Naked Ladies, who typically they're very, like, poppy. They're very happy. They're very Canadian, you know? You know Canadian people. They got free healthcare. They're happy all the time. Their album Maroon has a song called Tonight Is the Night I Fell Asleep at the Wheel. There's no subtext. There's no subtlety. That's exactly what the song is about. It's about a dude falling asleep at the wheel and dying in a car wreck. And it's like...
That's upsetting.
There's not... Yeah, exactly. And there's not a lot of poetic imagery with the song. I mean, there's a lot of things in it that are kind of beautiful. There's a mention. He says, as usual, I'm almost all on time. You're the last thing that's on my mind. So
it's
like...
That's sad!
I know!
Why?
Well, like, it's kind of beautiful in a way, because it's, you get this insight into their relationship where he's, like, almost, like, joking, where he's like, you know me, I'm always late. But at the same time, too, he, like, falls asleep at the wheel, and he wrecks his car, and it's just, like, and then he dies, like, as he's, like, leaving his body, and he's, like, as I'm leaving my body and looking over this scene of the thing, you're the last thing on my mind, and you're just, like, bawling your eyes at the end of the song, and you're just, like, what the hell is wrong with these guys? I thought they were happy. I thought they were Canadian. This is all a lie. Life is a lie.
Happiness is a lie.
Happiness is a lie. We're all just meant to be depressed and miserable for everything, and we're all gonna die in some horrific way and disappoint all of our loved ones. Like, it's just like such a gut-wrenching song. Yeah, just overall, just like with Bare Naked Ladies, I love them anyways, so there's really no wrong that they can do as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, like, it's this song, just like, it just gut punch, you know, like,
yeah,
of the worst sort. All right, let's spin the wheel here. Let's take a look at the playlist. I'm gonna flip through our playlist. Hey, oh yeah, by the way, we've got an awesome playlist that you guys should check out. It's on Spotify. Spotify is free for everyone, so there's no excuses. You need to go on here and you need to check out this playlist. It is FXBG. That's all one word. FXBG. Pirate Radio's Moving is what it's called. And we're not talking like physically moving. We're talking about emotionally moving here. If you guys haven't gotten that already, then like, seriously, like, wake up. But next song here, let's spin the wheel.
I've got one, actually.
Go for it. What you got?
Mine. This one, actually, I hadn't mentioned really, but it's called Shake It Out by Florence and the Machine.
Oh, I thought that was like the Taylor Swift song.
No. As moving as that song is, no. This song is actually covered on the show Glee to represent, like, a really abusive relationship that one of the teachers was going through. And that kind of put, like, a new meaning on it. But, like, the chorus is, like, I can never leave the past behind. I'm always dragging that horse around. And, like, tonight I'm going to bury that horse in the ground. So, like, I've been dealing with this issue. I've been beating it to death. I can't get it out of my head, but like, finally I'm going to move on from it.
Yeah.
And it's like, tonight I'm going to cut it out and restart because I like to keep my issues drawn. So like, I don't like talking about it, but like, tonight I'm going to restart. I'm going to start fresh, and it's always darkest before the dawn. Wow. And like, it's so good. Her voice is so powerful when it needs to be. And it's like a beautiful song to me.
Oh yeah. Well, that was a great follow-up to what we were just talking about, where it was just, like, utter depression, and, like, maybe the song is gonna get better. Maybe the guy doesn't die in the car wreck. Nope. No. That is a great follow-up. I like this. I like that you're like, no, we're not gonna be sad. There's sad stuff going on, but we're fixing this. We're moving forward. This is all gonna be better. I like that. That's good.
And even if you've been sad about something for a very long time, maybe too long of a time, you can still get past it, even if it feels like you can't.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. I like that. I like that a lot. One of the songs that I have on here that I am looking for right now is... it's by a band called Tonic. Now, if you've ever seen the movie American Pie, which, if I remember correctly, you were like 6 and you were begging your mom to see this movie. Is that right? She wouldn't let you watch it.
I was in 3rd grade, and someone in my class was like, I watched American Pie, and everyone was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I think all of us, when we were in 3rd grade, had a friend like that got to watch movies that they weren't really supposed to be watching. Like, for me, that was like, I want to say it was like Predator. And I was like, one kid was like, I got to watch Predator, and we were like, oh, dude, really? Like, we want to watch that? Like...
that one's, like, cool, though. Everyone was like, you got to watch American Pie. Titties, man. Like, Predator was a cool movie.
And I liked American Pie at the time, but, I mean, I was also 18 when it came out, so, I mean, it was suited for me, not for 3rd grade. Like, that just says so much about you anyways. Like,
I didn't see it until I was in high school.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the song You Wanted More, it's kind of like their... I wouldn't say like love ballad of this album or of this movie, but like, it says a lot. Like, it's talking about how all the things that love is, and that like, even though we loved each other, there was the other person wanted more from the relationship. So Tonic, the song You Wanted More, it's on our list. Check it out. A really great song about, even if you love somebody, it's not enough sometimes, that you've got to be on the same page with what you guys want from your relationships. So a little more upbeat than the last depressing two that we came up with, but Jess had a great one about finding inspiration and moving on, even with some shitty stuff. Let me give you one that I absolutely love, that is not super depressing as some of the other ones, but like, we talked a little bit yesterday about drug addiction. I'm not a drug addict by any stretch. I've never had that problem. I don't know what that feels like. But there's two songs in particular. The Red Hot Chili Peppers' Other Side. And there's one called Not an Addict by Case Choice. And I'm not going to play both. I'm playing The Other Side right now by Red Hot Chili Peppers, because this is just such a moving song in general.
Yeah.
Like, talking about how he can't inject heroin into one arm because he's ruined it, basically, so I gotta take it on the other side. And you're just like, damn. Like, it's just, yeah, it's an overall just a great song. Same thing with Not an Addict by Case Choice. That one, more so, like, not wanting to admit that you are, in fact, an addict. And saying, it's cool, I'll be alright, I got this under control, and really not being truthful with yourself or with anybody else. And that says a lot. And, like, it's, I can only imagine what it must feel like to be in that situation where you just need something to function and not willing to admit it. So that's, I think that's something we can all identify with, some of the feelings that we talk. I mean, I don't even think I know any friends that have had to deal with drug addiction. Like, I mean, is that something that you've ever had to deal with?
Actually, in my generation, heroin has become a huge epidemic.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, I think it was in Virginia, that more people are dying of overdoses than drunk driving accidents now.
That's insane. Like,
and it's horrifying. Yeah. And there are bad batches of heroin going around that have fentanyl in them, which is basically instantly overdosed. And, like, it's a huge epidemic. And, like I said, my generation, like, I know off the top of my head, like, six people addicted to heroin that I know.
Yeah. And, like, I've never dealt with it. And it's kind of funny the way our culture treats this. We don't treat alcohol like it's a drug at all.
Yeah.
And it really is. And my mom, God rest her soul, was a huge alcoholic. And I just remember from that perspective, just seeing what it did to her, but also too, like, how it destroyed the relationship that she had with me and my brother. So yeah, I mean, I guess I can see it from that perspective. I never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, drug addiction fucking sucks, man. And
yeah,
to have songs, to have a musician be able to sing about it, because musicians are such emotional people by nature anyways. But for them to be able to crystallize something that's a very personal part of their life and put it into a song is just, it's incredible. And it comes through specifically in these two songs. There are other songs, too, that talk about drug addiction, but these two are, like, two of my favorite, two of what I feel are the better of this type of song.
Yeah, I kind of went off script here a little bit and just added a song to the playlist because it made me think about it. And a more recent artist, Ed Sheeran.
I've got a couple of his songs too. Yeah,
he wrote a song called The A Team, and that's also about addiction. And in the chorus, he's like, we're all under the upper hand, and we'll go mad for a couple grams, and in a pipe she flies to the motherland, or she'll sell love to another man. Like, damn, basically, dude, saying she'll do whatever she can to get whatever drug she's using.
Wow.
And yeah, and it's he's a good artist anyway, as you know. You know a few of his songs, so
yeah, absolutely. No, he is a good artist. Yeah. I didn't realize that song was about that. Like, I never really listened to the lyrics on that one. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad, and like the music video pretty much shows like her overdosing and going on. So
wow, Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I think let's get it out of this low spot we're in right now.
Yeah.
there's one that I wanted to mention on behalf of EK the DJ. I mean, he'll get a chance to do his own when we talk. but he's from New Jersey and he's a big Bon Jovi fan. So the song Always by Bon Jovi, I mean, it's a love song. Like, and it's, I don't care what you think about Bon Jovi. Everybody kind of laughs at Bon Jovi, but the dude, like, dude knows how to write a song and he knows how to sing and he knows how to convey emotion, be it cheesy or not, in a really good way. And with Always, it really comes through too, I think. And like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Like just overall. I mean, also too, I mean, he also gets, I gave him credit for inspirational songs, with It's My Life. Like that just makes you want to just like pump your fist. You're just like, yeah, all right. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you got? One that's like that. That's like upbeat and like, it makes you kind of happy and just it, overall just like it can kind of turn your mood around sometimes.
The song Love Me by the 1975.
Ah, yes. Yes. Let's talk about this song. This is a good song. You introduced me to this one yesterday.
Yeah. The group, the 1975, I mean, they're extremely popular right now, actually with a generation below me. So yeah. Like, which is a weird thing to say, but, yeah. They are popular, but I think that they're underrated by people my age or your age because they're a more pop group. They're a little bit rock, but mostly pop.
Yeah.
So, but like they also sing about like drugs and relationships and, but like this song is so carefree and it's like, love me if that's what you want to do. And like I said before, the song is very reminiscent of David Bowie's Fame and that late 70s rock vibe. It's got like funky synth stuff going on and like it's so good. You can't help but dance when you listen to it.
Very true. Very true. Yeah. Another one that kind of ties in perfectly with this. Somebody asked me one time, they're like, who's one of your favorite bands of all time? And I was like, Queen. I absolutely love Queen. And they were like, well, what is a band that's doing stuff nowadays that you think is a modern evolution of them? And I was like, whoa, that's deep. And it took me about like 30 seconds, but it just like dawned on me. I was like, Muse. Muse is Queen only 30 years after Queen started. And they were like, really? And I was like, yeah. I was like, perfect example. The song Hysteria. Listen to Hysteria. That's another song in the same vein of the 1975. It has a... I mean, this came out mid-2000s, but it has a sound that's almost 80s-esque, and they're kind of like that, too. And the lead singer just, like, belts out the notes, very Freddie Mercury-esque. And, like, this song, too. Like, if you can listen to this song, Hysteria, and not, like, be jumping up and down, you might need to go see a doctor, because you might be dying.
Yeah.
Like, this song is one of my favorite songs of all time. It's easily in, like, my top 10. Just such a great song. Like, any excuse I can find to use it in one of our podcasts for like an opening, I find it. Like, I'm like, I'm using this song because fuck you. That's why.
Like, Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I actually have a mini story about that song.
Please do.
The first guitar that my mom ever bought me was a black and pink Hello Kitty electric guitar when I was in middle school. And my ass, the first thing I said was, I'm gonna learn Hysteria.
Oh my God.
And like, as a first song, I didn't know any chords. I didn't know any notes. I didn't know where anything was, but I was like, this is what I'm gonna do. And needless to say, I dropped the hobby of playing the guitar about a week after getting it. So, because I couldn't play Hysteria by Muse.
That song is ridiculous though.
I know. Like...
It has, like, one of the best guitar solos, like, in the middle there. Like, dude just goes off in the middle. Like, it's...
Yeah.
And, like, you know it's hard, like, okay, so when they did, like, they were doing all the, like, download packs for Guitar Hero and Rock Band.
Yeah.
This was one of the songs that you could download and play. And I remember thinking, oh, shit, I love that song. I want to play it. And playing it with my little brother and not being able to do it. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I just couldn't get all the notes. And I was like... And to me, that's almost like a... It's almost like an applause to that band. It's like a big props to them. If I can't even play your shit because you're that talented, then like...
Yeah.
Yeah, if I can't play it on a stupid controller, you know, shaped like a guitar.
Right?
Yeah,
right. I have a song that kind of bounces off that one.
Okay.
And since you brought up Queen...
Yes.
again, I added another one. This playlist is forever growing, so you guys have to check it out.
It's supposed to forever grow, yeah.
It's I Want to Break Free by Queen.
Great song.
And that's another one where, like, when it comes on, I all of a sudden turn into Freddie Mercury in the middle of my bedroom, and anything nearby is a microphone, and I'm dancing.
Yeah.
And it's just so catchy. I mean, all of their music is catchy music. They're a reason they're known to be so great, but that song is so... I guess I also kind of have a personal connection to it because when I was in high school going to, like, parties or just, like, driving around Stafford before it was huge, with my friends, we would be, like, in somebody's truck, and that's what we would listen to, and we would all be singing to the top of our lungs to I Want to Break Free by Queen before going and vandalizing our football field.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Yeah. There's... Now we're talking about these inspirational songs, these songs that are uplifting. I'm going to play a little bit of I Want to Break Free by Queen. But I absolutely love the song I Am a River by the Foo Fighters. And it's one of those songs where if people ask me, like, what's your favorite song that probably a lot of other people haven't heard? It's this one. It's I Am a River by the Foo Fighters. It is off of their album Sonic Highways, which was not only an album, it was also a documentary they did on HBO, where they recorded in 8 cities. They recorded in Chicago, they recorded in Nashville, they recorded in Austin, Texas, they recorded in Los Angeles, in Seattle, in D.C., in New York, and there's always one city that I forget and I can never remember which one it is. Oh, New Orleans! There we go! I remembered all 8! Hooray!
Wow!
That's the first time I've done that, too. That makes me happy. But their final song is the one they recorded in New York. And, like, the basis of the song is, like, they go to the city before they have the song written. Like, to kind of get inspired to write about the music of that city, but also to write about what that city means to music. And Dave was there, and he was talking to all these guys who were from New York. And he was finding out that, like, New York's landscape is changing, that it's not the same city that it used to be. It's becoming very sterile. It's becoming very homogenized. It's not the unique city that it used to be. Like, everything is, like, 24-hour convenience stores, and everything is, like, condos and high-rises, and it's losing its soul. And this isn't just New York. This is everywhere. I mean, we're seeing this in all the major cities. And he said that in doing this, he found this amazing recording studio that's just, like a hole in the wall. You would never know that it was there. He's like, I thought that was amazing, but also too, he's like, I found out that there is a river that runs underneath the subway in New York. And he's like, and there's something so primal about this river that runs through this monolithic, futuristic city. He's like, and it's something that connects us all. He's like, and that's what it's all about. We're all connected. We're all connected through music, through life. And he's like, and I think we've lost that and we need to regain that. And throughout the song, it talks about how you have an ember inside you that sparks a fire. And whether that be music or writing or being funny or whatever it is, it's your talent. And no matter what, nothing can extinguish that. And, like, it's not because I just think the song sounds awesome, which I do. But it's also because it means so much. And, like, I just wish other people could not understand it, but just kind of hear it and be like, yeah, man, this you're dead on. You're absolutely right. This is exactly what you said it was. And... yeah, like, it's very moving. God, I've probably listened to this song since this came out. This came out in, I want to say, like, October of 2014. I've probably listened to this song 1,000 times, easily, since then.
Yeah.
Because it's such a good song.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I feel like I said, how the 1975 is kind of, not ignored, but not acknowledged by my generation or your generation. I feel like the Foo Fighters really... my generation kind of doesn't listen to them, or they don't acknowledge them. I'm trying to think of the word. It's like underappreciated, I guess. Yeah. But it's the same people who will sit and go on about Nirvana.
Yeah.
They'll be like, Nirvana is so great, but, like, fuck the Foo Fighters or Queens of the Stone Age, which was, like, a short-lived thing for Dave Grohl, but, like...
yeah, well, and that's the thing, is, like, you want to talk about another great band right there. The Queens of the Stone Age are amazing. Like, yeah. their recent album, Like Clockwork, was just incredible. And they have a really good connection. Like, Grohl is good friends with them. But also, too, like, he was the drummer on their first album. But, like, yeah, same thing. I totally agree. And there's a funny meme going around, too, because I'm such a Foo Fighters nut. There's, like, a Foo Fighters fan page that I'm on Facebook. And we joke about it because there's this meme going around. It's like, oh, my God, doesn't the drummer from Nirvana look just like Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters? Maybe they're brothers or something. And it's like, are you fucking serious?
Like, but that's like what it is. Like I said, yeah. I'll hear people who actually have like good taste of music or like good knowledge of music. And they'll just be like, oh yeah, Nirvana is so much better than the Foo Fighters. And I honestly believe it's just because the Foo Fighters are still relevant today.
I think people have
this pedestal that they put artists who passed away or bands who broke up on, where they're like, all of a sudden they're so much better. But people said that if artists who passed away continued making music, they would have just burnt out and they wouldn't be as such a big deal if they didn't pass away when they did, which is sad as fuck.
Well, you gotta think too, like, look, and we talked about this, there's a whole podcast that we did about this on Comics Online Pirate Radio, which, you know, hint hint, plug, listen to Comics Online Pirate Radio. I'll look it up on iTunes or whatever you look up your podcast on. We did an episode called Life, Death, and Music, and the episode is all about that, about how, like, is it better to burn out or is it better to fade away? And we looked at so many artists who were like, who did that, you know, your Hendrix, your Kurt Cobain, your Janis Joplin, your Amy Winehouse. What would have happened had they stayed around? I mean, like, I just imagine, like, Jimi Hendrix, like, needing, like, a hip replacement surgery and, like, selling Voodoo Child to, like, Levitra so that they could do some fucking stupid commercial for it. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's what happens. Look at the Rolling Stones, for fuck's sake. Like, you want to talk about a band that sold out hard, man. Like, they sold out for everything they possibly could, but at the same time, do you blame them?
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't.
Yeah, you can't. And, like, and to what you're saying, too, everybody kind of does that. You're like, you got to think, too, if you're comparing the Foo Fighters to Nirvana, which, as you see here, we took a dovetail, and we're definitely, like, focusing on one thing for a little bit here. This is one of my greatest loves, is Nirvana and the Foo Fighters. And if you had to ask me which band I like more, it's the Foo Fighters. Because it's not about burning bright, because that's what Nirvana did. They blew the fuck up. Like, they were the biggest thing ever. And they burned bright. But the fires that burn the brightest burn out the fastest, too. And that's what happened, is Kurt Cobain was so intense. He was so powerful. He was so emotional that he couldn't keep that. You can't sustain that. And we could correlate that with relationships, too. Like, the most intense, most passionate relationships you have, they don't last, ever.
Yeah.
Because it's just so intense, and you can't keep that. You can't generate that for so long. And I think that's what makes them great, but that's also what makes it so sad.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you guys want to check out that episode, it is episode 21. It's Life, Death, and Art, sponsored by Admiral Cluxon's Fried Chicken. Which is stupid.
Jesus.
Just listen to the episode and you'll understand. It's dumb, but whatever. So let's do one more song here, J Dilla, just because I don't want to do this too long. I like the idea of doing a couple of really, really, really powerful songs, and then we'll come back to this later, because we only have, like, I don't know, 8 billion songs on this playlist.
Yeah.
How about we each name one more, like one more, like, to kind of leave everybody with.
Okay. You can go ahead.
Okay, cool. There is a... Let's stay upbeat for the most part, because I'm going to go back. Because right now, based on... if you were just listening to this podcast and you were basing your musical opinions off of what we said, you were like, I'm never going to listen to the Bare Naked Ladies. I don't want to be so depressed that I cry and then think about dying while I'm driving my car. From the same album, earlier in the album, I want to say it's like the second or third track. It's called Pinch Me. we've talked about the song before. As somebody, and I'm willing to admit it, as somebody who fights depression often, it's not the easiest thing in the world to deal with. Sometimes it can be crippling. Sometimes there's days I just don't even want to get out of bed. And it's, you feel heavy. And I don't mean like fat. I mean like literally you feel like the weight of the world is bearing down on you and you just can't carry it anymore. And that's it. If I had to describe what depression feels like physically, that would be the way I describe it. And this song describes it. Like in the chorus, he says, you know, it's like a dream you try to remember, but it's gone when you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. Like,
yeah,
that's, you want to scream. You're so sad. You're so trapped, but you have nothing. You have nothing. You're empty and it sucks.
Yeah.
But this song tackles a very depressing subject in a very upbeat way and doesn't make you feel awful at the end, because it's still uplifting. It's still about like, hey, you know what? Sometimes you got to go do stupid stuff. Sometimes you got to get up and you got to make jokes. And when somebody says, you know, I could hide out under there. Haha, I just made you say underwear. Like, it's, yeah. it makes light of the thing without making you feel bad for having it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good self-reflection song,
absolutely.
I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely is. And just overall in general, their music, oftentimes people are like, oh, they're just pop, whatever. They got a lot to say in their music, and yeah, they're definitely worth listening to if you've never really delved into their catalog of stuff.
And I think that's what makes 90s pop music and like early 2000s pop music so nostalgic for people. I mean, obviously music before then too, but like really poppy music is known for in the 90s and early 2000s, is that a lot of the pop musicians did have actual meaning behind their songs.
Yeah.
As opposed to now, where most of the top hits are like, if they have any meaning, it's strictly about love or a breakup.
Or just about or just about shaking your ass. Like, that seems to be a common trend. Yeah.
And I think that's part of the reason why so many people are like, oh, well, I miss 90s music, is because you can sing along and it's fun, but like, it's still, there's still meaning there.
Absolutely. Yeah. But what is your song, Going Away?
I'm actually giving an ode to Steve.
Oh, really?
For nice. This song. Yeah.
Shout out to Steve Monick.
Yeah, because he brought up the song My Friends Over You by Newfound Glory.
Yeah, I hope you played that
and
one.
It's a good song. Yes. Again, it's uplifting. It's about being in a relationship and it not, you just realizing like, you know what? I need to be with my friends right now. And like, this isn't working out. And unfortunately I would pick my friends over you, and not even in a shitty way. Like, just in a way that's like, this just isn't working out. And I think a lot of people put their friends second right when they get into a relationship.
Yeah. We all know somebody like that who
hangs
out all the time until they start dating, and then they just lose all their identity and they're just gone. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it takes a lot of emotional disconnect to realize, you know what, like I need my friends in my life. And sometimes when you're around them, you're like, wait a minute. This relationship kind of sucks.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, and really too with this one, upbeat. Again, we're keeping in that same vein that with this playlist too, there will be some songs where you will just be like, oh my God, just what is wrong with these people? Why did they choose such depressing songs? And then you'll get to My Friends Over You. You'll get to I Am a River. You'll get to Hysteria by Muse, and you'll be uplifted again. And there's going to be more songs too. We're going to keep adding to this because this is who we are. We are emotional people by nature, and we love music, and music speaks to us, and that's why we all want to be on this show together. So, I mean, stay tuned. And that's the other great thing about this too, is this is going to be a collaborative list. So if you guys have songs that we missed out on, let us know. When we publish this podcast, I'm going to put the liner notes where you can find this. I'm going to give a link on the Facebook page, which is Comics Online Pirate Radio. Jess is going to share it on hers. I'm going to share it on mine. Steve will share it on his. EK will share it on his. You'll be able to get a hold of this information. We're not going to make it like impossible for you to find. Just go to Spotify, search FXBG Pirate Radio's Moving List. It's right there. We're going to have more of these playlists because we have more music that we absolutely love. But this has been kind of a nice little introduction into what this is going to be like. So you guys got a chance to hear some of the songs that we like, but we're going to come back to this again. We'll do another podcast. We'll see if we can actually get our technical issues not to rear its ugly head again and make us lose an awesome 2-hour podcast that me and Steve and Jess did. But there's going to be more. We might even be able to bring some of our other friends in on this too. But either way, it's going to be a blast, and hopefully you guys are enjoying this as much as I am. Jess, anything that I'm missing here? Anything else that you want to mention before we go ahead and wrap things up?
No, I just want to reiterate though that like you really should check out the playlist. It's not one of those things that's just like, haha, we made a thing and it kind of is half-hearted. Like no. We stayed up last week just endlessly talking about why we put these songs on there with EK and me and Mike, and we were all talking about it, and it's good music, and I urge you guys to tell us songs that are emotional to you and why they're emotional to you and open up a discussion about it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But guys, thank you for tuning in. Jess, again, thank you for coming on the show. This is now going to be like our thing, isn't it? I think that I need to end this the same way that I ended it last time, is I ended it with kind of a tribute to Steve, because we're both like, we're totally gay for each other when it comes to Lifehouse. We love Lifehouse so much. It's kind of pathetic, but like also kind of sweet. And it's just funny because like we always have to find some excuse to talk about Lifehouse whenever we talk about music. So I'm playing Hanging by a Moment, which you want to talk about a song that is like, I wouldn't say is emotionally moving, but like, for me, like, it was my senior year of high school. Like, if you had a girl that you liked and you invited her over your house and you put this album on, oh, it was happening. Like, it was Makeout City. Like, and you couldn't blame the music. So if you didn't get it done, it was on you. Cause like, this was the jam, man. You play Hanging by a Moment and she's like, oh, I love this song. And you're like, yeah, baby.
Oh my God. So.
On that note, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Mike Lunsford, and stay tuned for more of our awesome music playlist that we're going to have.
This has been a Comics Online Pirate Radio Network production, juice bags. Yeah, boys.